Oh, that wide shot sucks. I should have fixed it.
Oh, you didn't fix the camera?
You go fix it now.
I'm going to fix it now. Okay, Garrett or Derek Stahl. Oh.
I want to hear that music. Put those tunes back on.
Oh. It's a little better.
Is that better? Fuck.
Let's see. Smidge. Oh, it looks good, Sean.
Garrett's a little cut off. Garrett's half cut off. I'm partially cut off as well.
Yeah, okay. Fuck. Brian. Is that better?
That's good.
Okay.
Look at that.
Partner dust, everyone.
Garrett's leg is a little cut off.
No, I don't see that.
You could bring it in.
I guess I could move my chair over.
Yeah. yeah. It's a lot of legs. Not.
Yeah, Pobody's nerfed.
It's pretty good. It's
okay.
Pretty good.
It's okay.
I like it.
We'll make do.
Yeah.
We'll make do.
We have a full cast here, so welcome for the new viewers out there. This is Mega 64 Podcast. My name's Garrett.
My name is Sean Chatfield.
Sean Chatfield's his full name.
This is, you skipped somebody.
Yeah.
This is Jizz Ghost. Is he Jizz or is he Jizzing? We still can't decide.
We don't know.
The look on his face implies that he's jizzing, but he might just be the spiritual embodiment of a jizz.
Yeah, those eyes are definitely the jizz eyes.
Yeah.
Cross-eyed like that?
I've seen the Asiago face, yeah. You know, stick your tongue out, you curl the eyes.
I saw a lot of that.
Like anime face?
Expo stuff. Or is it Comic-Con? I saw a lot of it.
I'm into that. I like that face. I think it's hot.
I didn't know what that was until I think Kevin told me. I kept asking, what is... I keep seeing these jackets
I love the Asiago.
What is that?
Face.
Sweatpants.
And he's like, yeah, that's like a cum face.
You didn't stick your tongue out long enough.
Long enough?
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
Far enough out?
Or for a long enough time.
Yeah, big enough of an opening.
Just, you got to do like full Gene Simmons.
I'm going home.
And then you got to open your eyes way more.
Watery eyes, like snot running out of your nose, too.
Yeah, you're getting there.
Okay.
And like a drool. We'll work on it.
We'll work on it. Thank you.
He's got the... kind of peachy, like hand grabbers,
what?
Too.
Oh, yeah,
you know,
guy.
Like the furry cootie.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah, like he's curling his fingers because he's jizzing so hard.
I thought he's like twisting knobs on like a spunky
girl. You're like jizz so hard, you curl your fingers.
Toes, typically.
Just like...
this ghost has.
I curl my toes like Fritos corn chips.
Really?
Dude, I'm like the wicked fucking witch of the west, dude.
Yeah.
Like Fritos.
Oh, you get that? You curl the opposite way, dude. Oh,
Kevin was exorcist.
Wow,
that's crazy.
Yeah, dude. Like corn chips. It just
my toes bend backwards and I'll break. That's why I don't do that anymore.
Yikes.
That's the plot of Glass, actually. That was a deleted scene from Glass.
That's what happens.
Yeah, he broke his bones from curling his toes so hard. It's crazy. Such a good movie.
It is.
Great movie.
Samuel
Kevin's
L. Jackson.
Laughing over there. Kevin's into that stuff.
He loves it.
Sounds good.
Yeah. You know what else will sound good? This theme song.
I'm a lonely horse. Got my pistol. I'm just trying to be somebody besides the lonely horseman. Got my gun at my side. I'm just trying to be...
We're back.
What a wonderful song.
It seemed a little short today.
We're back.
Felt like it got cut off.
Should we hit it again? Make sure everyone gets their money's worth?
No, we already adjusted the camera three times. So.
Oh, okay.
I think we can get it started. Yeah. I think it's safe to proceed.
Yeah, we'll allow it. We'll allow it. Well, a lot was announced, this last week. It was a busy week in the news.
There's a lot of new trailers
I thought you were going to talk about, like, what's going on in your personal life.
I could.
Was there big announcements in your personal life?
I don't think so.
You don't press release those?
No. Every now and then I...
Like the Disney Corporation?
Every now and then I feel like release? I have to, like, you know, like, I told the world, like, hey, I'm getting married.
Oh, yeah.
Or like, hey, I'm having a kid. Like, I would say those are my releases. But besides that.
But you do that here.
Yeah, on the podcast.
Breaking news on the show. Do you have anything?
No. Nothing today.
Kind of a slow news day for Sean.
Yeah.
All right.
Just what's the most exciting thing you did this week?
Fuck, this week.
Yeah.
That you did.
You guys are putting me on the spot here. Yeah.
All right, hold on.
Excitement.
I'm Sean.
Okay.
I've just made $10,000.
Right.
Because I placed a bet on my kid's volleyball game against all the other parents and against all odds. I won. It's time to celebrate. I'm going to paint the town red with my money. Going to go fucking crazy.
Yeah. Free money, dude.
Where do I go? What do I do?
I'm going to go crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, volleyball bets are money that you can go crazy with. It's like tens of dollars.
Yeah. If I could go crazy, if I had $10,000 given to me and said, hey, you got to go nuts with this. You can't do like car registration shit. You can't do that. You got to do something fun.
No, nothing for no bills.
Dude.
Can't give it to your family.
I would go
Can't give it to your wife.
I didn't go on a vacation. Like, you know what? I fucking... My kids go to the school in a rich neighborhood that we kind of snuck our way into. We're not rich.
Don't say anything, dude. They'll kick them.
But like everyone's like,
announce that.
All the friends are like, oh, what'd you do this weekend? We went to Rome for a week, and then we went to Hawaii, and then after that we found our way. You know, we decided why not? We went to Canada.
I feel like that would hurt my self esteem if I was in that situation.
It does. I feel shitty. And then all my kids were like, oh yeah, so and so, yeah, they went to the Bahamas. Oh, so and so. It's like everything. It's like, fuck, Jesus.
You're living Instagram.
Yes.
The kids
got to
make friends. They got to make friends with those rich kids.
So that's what I did.
They get taken on trips.
That's what I did as a kid, yeah. But it's like, yeah, we're not even, I mean, we're not going to Disneyland.
So where's the vacation? Where are you going if you win this big prize?
Fuck, I think I'll go to Hawaii.
Wow.
I really enjoy Hawaii. I've been a couple times. I think the kids will like it.
Yeah.
No, you can't take the kids.
Oh.
No, that rule.
You don't want a family, just you and the wife. No. Yeah, you
can't
kids
even take the wife. You
got to. Oh, just me?
Getting away.
Just a surfing vacation with a tent and a bus ticket?
Yeah. Then I would go to Yosemite and just fucking do nothing.
Rock climb. Go free solo.
I'm going to go free soloing and see how high I get.
We're going to never see him again.
It's the same thing he always does. You do that without $10,000.
Yeah, yeah, but that's what I want to do.
Joshua Tree for free, bro.
So, but frankly, what you're saying is you don't need money because you're already living the dream
life. I would do it with $10,000 in my pocket, weighing me down.
There's got to be something in Yosemite you could spend $10,000 on.
There's got to be.
I would do the same thing I do with no money, but I would just have $10,000, you know, in my pocket. I would climb a mountain with pockets full of money.
That's not the point of the exercise, Sean.
Yeah.
It's the dream big.
Yeah.
The chat asked if they could GoFundMe a vacation for you and the family.
Wow.
Maybe you should start a campaign.
Well, just for Sean, though.
I would. That's very generous, but I would be embarrassed.
You'd have to film it, and you'd make like a content out of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know.
We should send Sean to
Mordor. Walk into Mordor.
No, I'm thinking like a place where he would just not fit in. Like...
Oh, hey. Yeah, you know what? I take it back. This is what I would truly do. I would book a trip for me and the family to go to Tokyo for the Olympics. And that's what I would do. If I had infinite money,
but
you
have to go by yourself. Those are the rules.
You go to Tokyo.
You keep trying to bring the family in on this.
I want
to
be with them. I want to show them the world.
One, no kids, no wife. You have to go somewhere by yourself.
He loves them though. He can't leave.
I told Jenny we'd go there together.
The Olympics,
but no. The where I want to go to the most in the world is Switzerland. That's where, like, that's like number.
It's very clean.
That's where I want to go the most.
Streets, you could lick them
anywhere in Switzerland.
Anywhere,
like the ghetto.
There's no.
I'm sure I'll find my way.
The poorest neighborhood in Switzerland.
I don't think they have.
Yes, I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah, from the pictures I've seen, from the handful of pictures, I haven't seen any of those.
I've been to Switzerland.
Have you really?
Yes.
Wow. Yeah, I have too.
It was extremely.
I'm surprised you haven't gone.
It was extremely clean.
We've all been to Switzerland.
And beautiful. Yeah,
twice.
Kevin's been. Brian's been.
Brian, you been?
Yeah, it was really nice. Ate the chocolate. Got a cuckoo clock.
I bought an army knife.
Climbed the Matterhorn, rode the roller coaster back down to the bottom.
You really haven't? I mean, they were like giving out tickets like a couple years ago.
We like yodeled in the Alps.
I don't think you really went. I think you're fucking with me.
I'm not fucking with you, bro. 2000. I was there.
I met a beautiful Swiss
Hilda
woman. You met Hilda? Mine was named Helga.
Oh,
everybody who goes to Switzerland just gets a free babe, apparently.
I think Hilda and Helga might be twin sisters because Hilda always spoke highly of Hilda.
Yeah.
You guys are stupid.
What? Come on, Sean. You're missing out.
Yeah. Well, anyways. That was a fun exercise.
Yeah, it was.
That was fun.
Good dream.
I think we should send Sean to like Monte Carlo.
Okay.
Yeah.
What?
With $10,000 and a camera and just say, you film your adventure.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm not even, the Monte Carlo, this is embarrassing to admit, in Vegas. Where is like the real Monte Carlo? I don't even know where that's, where is that? Monte Carlo is a country?
It's a,
are we sure on that?
It's not just a film location for James Bond?
No, I'm sure it's like a city in a country. It can't be a country, can it?
I think, go to Bangkok. Become like a sex tourist.
That doesn't sound like my scene.
Yeah, that's episode two.
Okay, tight. This is like a whole season. Like a BBC travel.
Just sending Sean to places where he's not going to fit in. Yeah. So Monte Carlo, the Bangkok. He can Bangkok and Bangkok.
Yeah, exactly, dude.
Episode three.
Antarctica.
We send him to Akihabara anime tour. We sent him to the Studio Ghibli Museum.
Yeah.
The Evangelion Studios.
Yeah.
I would
explain what happened.
But
there is Ava rides at the Fuji-Q Highland theme park.
There you go.
You go ride those rides.
I won't understand what's happening.
Force him to ride those roller coasters.
I won't even know how to sit on the ride. Where even look?
Am I dead? What ride is this?
We sent him to São Paulo, Brazil.
Ooh, China's pretty good right now. Go to Hong Kong, Sean.
I've heard things that I shouldn't go there.
Wow.
Not right now.
Racist.
I don't think it's racism.
Wow. What? They got...
You don't like Chinese?
Yeah, you don't like Chinese people? Is that what
I
you're
love
saying?
All people.
That's a good position to have.
Thank you.
Even murderers?
Oh, you fucker.
Loophole. Well, do they murder bad guys?
Yeah, who... Yeah, are we talking about Dexter?
Are we talking about Dexter? Do you like Dexter? Is that what you're
saying? I never saw it.
Sean wants to be ninja.
Oh, come on. Don't do this to me.
Big Michael C. Hall guy. Yeah, a lot was announced.
A lot was announced. And the best thing is that the person who was the most excited for all of it is Jizz Ghost over here.
Yeah.
He's too
all your Disney.
Look at his face. Oh, he heard the news and look at his face.
Oh, Matrix 4 was announced. Oh, it's going to be awesome.
I heard a sound come from Rocco's office.
Me too.
I only have heard once before.
Wait,
one time.
Yeah. We should both do our impersonation.
Yeah,
I was in my office working on my computer, and I heard this noise that was like, if I recall correctly, it was something akin to, ooh!
For me, in my head, Howard Stern always uses the sound clip of a guy going, ah! That's stuck in my head. I'm like, ah!
Yeah, it was just this weird high-pitched squeal. Ooh!
Oh, no.
Ooh!
It was the Jizz Ghost.
Hold on. Close up on Jizz Ghost.
That's a face.
And then nobody said anything.
Yeah.
And then about 5 seconds later, shouted from across the hall, Matrix 4 just got announced.
Yep.
It's on Variety.
It's on Variety. Variety has it official. You know, I heard that sound. The other time was when Kojima emailed us asking for that video for Transfer Ring forever ago. That was the first time I heard that sound. This is the second. So equally as exciting to Rocco. But yeah, dude, he's
Matrix
very excited.
Four. And we got a Wachowski on deck.
Got a Wachowski.
We got Neo.
And we got Trinity. Yeah.
And Trinity on deck.
But everyone is very excited. I didn't really give a shit about the prequels. Not the prequels, the sequels. Yeah. I didn't really. They were.
How dare you say this, sir?
I only saw the third one once. I saw it in theaters. Thought, all right, and then that was it.
You're admitting to this with the expert sitting right next to you. Bold words.
Yeah.
You know, I just feel sad for myself and the viewers of this podcast. Because we're literally going to have to hear about Matrix 4 every week from now until it comes out.
That's true.
Yeah.
So. And it's not going to be soon. They're just starting, right? The wheels are just started turning. So it's going to be a couple years.
Right.
Of this.
It's going to be like The Last of Us all over again. Just every week. Nonstop.
Oh, man.
So I hope you're all on board for that.
Yeah. Maybe not this week, but next time he talks about it, I'll make a Matrix update.
It'll become a regular. It'll have to become a regular segment.
Yeah,
but see, I think it's here to stay. So you just got to lean into it and learn to love it. Go with the flow, Sean.
Well, I will see it. I'm not like against this movie being made.
I'll go see this. Yeah, if enough of the original people are involved, then yeah.
I mean, even if they weren't, I'd probably see it. I don't give a shit. It's 2 hours out of my life. I don't fucking care. I'll go see it.
As long as you got one Wachowski, I'll probably give it a watch. But like, see, I don't know. I didn't even see Jupiter Ascending.
There's so much anger about movies that I don't. Disney at D23 kept announcing these live action movies. Oh, here's Emma Stone as Cruella De Vil as Cruella. That. Oh, here's Mulan, whatever. And everyone's so fucking mad. Like, Disney, stop. Why do you care?
Because they want something new.
But from Disney? Who fucking cares?
Yeah, they want
What's
more?
Disney going to do? They're for kids, and these movies are for kids. I don't fucking care. I don't care. Go ahead. Make these movies. Make them all day. Hey, you know what? Do Beauty and the Beast live action again with a new person as Belle. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck.
True. It's out of your...
Glad we're transcending the anger about films.
Well, I'm just saying, I see like so much people. So many people are just so... upset, and it's just, man.
Because the Disney resources are being tied up by making these shitty remakes, and people want new shitty Disney movies to fall in love with and become franchised.
Yeah.
I thought it was amazing how much backlash there was about Spider-Man and Sony and Disney fighting over.
Oh yeah.
I just feel like, who cares? It's over, right? Marvel had Endgame. It's over.
No, they're doing Phase 7 or whatever.
But yeah, that's all like new phase. People. Like, Spider-Man's out. Fuck. Sorry, Tom Holland. You got three. Peace.
I mean, I think the problem is that Spider-Man won't be in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. But we'll still get Spider-Man movies.
Yeah, from Sony.
Yeah.
I think people assume he's going to start showing up in the Venom sequels.
Probably.
Which would be cool.
You're still going to get Spider-Man
movies.
I'm
not against that.
Also, since the year 2000 or whenever the first Tobey Maguire Spider-Man came out.
Yeah.
What was that, 2000?
About that.
Yeah.
I think
you know what?
No way it was 98. Was it really?
No. It came out before 9/11.
Because there was a trailer that had a web in between the two towers.
And they pulled it.
And they pulled that trailer because of what happened. So yeah, 2002.
Touchy.
Right before 9/11.
We figured it
right
out.
Got the 9/11. Metal Gear 2 treatment.
Okay, so since 2002, in the last 17 years, we've got like 9 Spider-Man movies that have been released.
Yeah, have we had enough?
Which equals like one every 2 years.
Yeah.
So, I mean... Yeah, first of all, there's plenty of Spider-Man out there already to consume, and I don't think they're going to slow down. Spider-Man is like the second most popular superhero franchise behind Batman.
Really?
I'm pretty sure. I definitely think he's number one superhero on the Marvel roster.
Huh.
Really? Like, and fucking Sony's got
like
him.
Individual.
But you know what? Before superhero. All these fucking movies, I only really knew a Spider-Man. Like... I didn't know who Iron Man was.
Yeah, exactly.
I didn't know anything about Hawkeye.
You didn't know about the X-Men, though?
X-Men I knew. I knew the X-Men. Like Wolverine.
See, I'm playing Marvel Ultimate Alliance 3 still, and it's across the spectrum, which I will give it credit for. That's one of the best things about the game, is it goes to Avengers locations with those characters. Then it goes to the X-Men mansion, introduces those characters. Like, it's all of the encompassing universe. But,
I think if you're a fan of Spider-Man, it's actually good news that he's not going to be in Disney movies.
Because
you'll probably end up getting more interesting Spider-Man movies.
That's a good point.
If it's not made by Disney. Because Disney movies are the most broad films you could make. They make movies for the biggest audience in the world. America, China, they go very broad. They don't take a lot of risks. So if Disney's not handling Spider-Man... You're more likely to get more artistic, weird, experimental Spider-Man films.
Dude.
Disney, you know, wouldn't make Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse.
No way. That was a Sony.
And
that's true.
That was Sony.
That was Sony.
And that's
that
a weird
ruled.
Movie.
Yeah.
You know?
And I feel like beloved amongst like real video game, or not video game, but like comic book fans.
Yeah,
that movie
it was great.
I think hit people harder than normies that just love Endgame.
Well, that's a movie that I haven't heard a complaint from anyone. Like people who don't, I mean, like me, I don't really know anything about the Spider-Man comics or anything like that. But everyone was unanimous, like this fucking rules. Like, it was great. So, yeah, I mean, sucks for those like actors and stuff, but they'll be fine.
Yeah,
they'll be fine.
They'll do all right.
Yeah.
Just a contract runs out and then. Before we know it, he'll be back in Marvel movies when, I don't know, Google owns Disney then, and then it's it's all encompassing. Yeah, you're gonna have Batman fighting with Spider-Man in another 20 years.
If you want your Spider-Man movie to have like $1 billion thrown at it, then Disney would be the way to go. But you know, movies with just a couple million, they're still good, and they're more free to be experimental and
That's
weird
true.
Because there's not so much writing on them.
Yeah.
They're not such make or break properties. So it's probably for the best if you're a Spider-Man, if you're a Spider fan.
We should ask Tommy Tallarico what he thinks. He's the biggest Spider-Man fan I know.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure he's the official
voice
of reason on it. Yeah, I think he would know.
Well, we'll get back to you on what he says. We'll go back to you. Yeah. What else did they fucking announce? The Mandalorian TV show. Do you guys see the trailer for that?
See, that's something that is... been announced for a while, but this is the first time we've seen stuff from it.
Yeah.
I watched some of the trailer on social media, like, muted. So, does that fucking count? It's about how interested I am.
You know, I think I'll watch it. I mean, I don't know. It's once a week on that Disney service that I'm probably going to get anyways. I don't know. It does.
Do you think you're getting it?
Yeah, the Disney service?
Yeah. Plus, they loop it in with Hulu, so it...
Yeah, so I already paid for Hulu, and then so I think it's like $4 more for that and ESPN Plus.
So, I'm getting it,
worth it
via girlfriend for sure.
Yeah.
Because of Hulu, we are.
Honestly,
have it, I guess.
It starts with the entire Simpsons catalog. I mean, first 10 seasons, honestly, is all I care about. But that's like day one. It has like that. That's like worth it. That's cool. And then whatever else they throw in there. Disney owns everything. So eventually this will be.
Does it have King of the Hill?
I don't think so.
No.
But Hulu does.
It's still Fox, right?
You can watch that on MTV's website for free.
Oh, really?
King of the Hill?
Oh, no. Comedy Central's website.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the Comedy Central website has, like, I think the first 6 seasons or something like that of King of the Hill.
It's funny because I'm getting to the point, and I hate to say this.
Yeah.
I don't think I like Star Wars anymore.
Really?
I feel like I'm getting to the point where I kind of hate it. And I remember growing up, there was this stigma that Star Wars like really pissed people off, and I never understood it.
Right.
And I think it's because I was born after the Star Wars craze had already come down.
It died.
You know, like when you don't really become aware of like pop culture and stuff till you're about 5, 6 years old. For me, that was like the early 90s, 90, 91. And at that point, Star Wars had run its course, and they would play it on TV every once in a while and be like, what's this weird movie with this golden robot? I miss the whole like Star Wars took over the world era of the late 70s. And I remember like older people would be like so pissed off about Star Wars. Just like, fuck that shit. Fucking nerd shit. And be like, it's actually kind of cool. But now that it has returned to the limelight of biggest thing on Earth, I totally understand where they're coming from, because it's just like a never-ending onslaught of Star Wars.
Yeah.
Everywhere you go, it's like cereal boxes and fucking Chewbacca on Ritz cracker boxes all over
oranges,
the supermarket.
Produce.
And commercials
TV
everywhere and billboards everywhere. It's Star Wars Land and lightsabers and this and that. And I'm on Facebook. People are always posting their Star Wars fan films where they have like the lightsaber and they're fucking flipping around. And it's just like, this shit's nerdy. It's like just overload, you know?
But I think it's just the fans. Like, I mean, I...
Well, yeah, the fans...
I took...
Money machine, though.
Oh, well, I don't think, like, the new movies themselves are that great.
I like Force Awakens, and I liked Rogue One, but the other... Yeah, whatever. But I watched... I showed Sawyer and Lennon A New Hope for the first time. And they fucking loved it. And there's that, you know, like, it's just like, it kind of took me out of like the, yeah, what you're saying, like all like the fucking things thrown in your face every day.
Yeah.
And we just watched the first one. And there's like the part where like Luke is standing in the John Williams, da-na, like music like comes in. And it's like, this is fucking awesome. Yeah. This fucking rules. And you do get oversaturated with it. But like at its core, those just 3 little movies are great.
6 hours. Or what is it?
Yeah, about 6 hours.
That's
whatever.
It. That core stuff I could never get sick of. But I'm with you, Derek. I can't say like I just dislike Star Wars altogether, because that core 6 hours is always going to hold something special. And, you know, there's merchandise from those 6 hours that's pretty cool. And there's games that came out of that universe that are pretty cool. But I think it's like with anything. It's just so much oversaturation.
Yeah.
You just know... The writing's on the wall. It's not slowing down anytime soon.
No, it's not. It's not.
It's just gaining its its, you know, cult status back again.
I just feel like there's nothing left to say about it, but every like couple of months some new Star Wars property gets leaked out and suddenly everybody just wants to talk about it again, and it's like, can we just not? Like, can we just give it a rest?
Well,
like,
everyone, this weekend,
it's not that cool.
I keep hearing this thing of like,
how do you know? Have you even been to the Black Spire yet?
No, I haven't been to that. Yeah,
see, none of us have been there. We can't talk. Well, Kevin, you
I've
have.
Been there.
Is it cool?
Oh, it's sick.
Oh, nah, fuck.
See, but you know, like,
Kevin, didn't you not see the original movies?
That's the thing is, I saw them like I think 4 years ago or 5 years ago. And I think that's why I'm still in, because this is all still new to me.
You're not burnt out. Are you, you've done the first trilogy and the prequels?
Yes, now I've done the prequels.
Okay.
I just watched them.
And you've already seen
which
the other
you
ones.
Like better?
Yeah. Oh, the original
prequels?
The original trilogy. But yeah, I didn't grow up with this stuff, so it's still, like, it's all new to me. I'm still excited about it.
Right. Well, I mean, back to when I showed the kids, like, I took a picture of Lennon watching the first time, and it was, like, a magical moment. She was, like, fucking in, and, like...
You could enjoy it through them.
Yeah. I think that's what it is. I enjoyed it through them because you're right. It is fucking. I've seen it 10,000 times, been shoved down my throat 1,000 times, but it's still magical for me, at least. But anyways, this weekend at D23, I don't know what the fuck they were showing or doing or whatever. But I keep hearing, "Oh, dude, have you seen this thing?" And it's like, I don't want to say what it is because I guess it's a fucking spoiler. But everyone is posting about it, including like,
"Oh, I don't know what this is." Is it a Star Wars thing?
Yeah, stuff from the new movie.
Oh, I don't want to hear it then.
That's why I'm not talking about it. But like,
oh, okay.
But there's no way you're going to avoid it because I didn't even. It's not even a trailer that I saw.
Yeah. Is it a movie poster?
No, I saw the poster.
Okay,
yeah, that was cool. That. But no, it's like a. It's just like a. Oh, we saw this, and it was like one little thing. But it's like, oh yeah, I don't want to know that. Like, but like Variety's posting, Rotten Tomatoes are posting, and it's like, what did you think of when you saw blah blah blah? It's like, fuck. Off. I haven't seen blah blah blah, and don't tell me like what. Where the fuck is it even coming from?
Breathe, man.
Yeah, take a deep, deep breath.
Just meditate.
You want a CBD?
I took four before we started the podcast.
God, this is what this you're is like me on, four? On CBD.
Oh, I'm really curious what you saw. I haven't. I don't follow any of this stuff.
You are the only one that knows. Derek, myself, and Kevin are all in the dark. So Brian, do you know what he's talking about? No.
Where do you get your information from?
I mean,
Variety.
It was on. Like, I follow Rotten Tomatoes.
Mm. Well, mistake number one.
But I want to know what movies. I don't know. It gives you information that I like about like box office.
But it
results
a headline like, to you.
It wasn't even a headline. It was like. It doesn't matter. But like,
what was it? I'm so curious.
I mean, I will tell you. Kevin says he didn't want to hear it, but like, I don't.
Kevin, can you run out of the room? I feel like we're gonna know eventually.
What movie was it about? It was about Mandalorian.
About Rise of the Skywalker or the whatever. Rise of Skywalker. Who the fuck?
Skyrise.
The Skyrise. Yeah. I'll just say it is. Yeah, go leave. Yeah. Go leave, Kevin.
Kevin's gonna step out of the room.
Take
everybody.
Literally 2 seconds.
2 seconds. Because I saw a movie poster which I thought, oh, there's some confirmation.
No, everyone's
maybe.
Like, what does Dark Side Rey mean? She has a red double-sided lightsaber and she's wearing a black cloak. What does this mean? I don't know.
Oh, that's something they showed in a...
I don't know where they showed it. I don't know what it is, but everyone keeps talking about Darkseid Rey, and it's like, what the fuck are you talking about? There's nothing that I've seen.
Oh, who cares? That's it?
That's it. You're back, Kevin.
That could literally be anything.
Oh, but it's probably like a fucking dream sequence
or
some
shit.
Can't
believe I know that now.
But still.
Fuck.
It could be a fucking...
But still.
See, back when episode one was coming out,
I saw
in an official Star Wars magazine a schematic of a battle droid. And for years, I was like, oh, I can't wait for this to come out. I saw that battle droid. It was such a spoiler. Now you put that in my head now.
Half the shit that comes out years before the movie ends up not even being in it.
Right?
That's true. You remember in Force Awakens, there's that shot of Rey like at the end of a long tunnel, and then that's not in the movie. It was like such an iconic part of the trailer. And then they're like, yeah, we just were filming cool shit for the trailer. We didn't have anything for the movie. I mean, go back and look at all the predictions for episode one, and it's the stupidest shit you've ever seen in your life.
Right.
90% of it ends up being false.
It was Star Wars Galaxies theories.
Yeah, exactly.
Headcanon. Yeah. Star Wars is a huge franchise. It's funny, like, we're saying we're kind of burnt out on the juggernaut. Is there a juggernaut bigger?
I mean, Avengers, but no, Star Wars beat that.
Star Wars is the McDonald's of movies.
That is the biggest franchise out there, period, right?
Yeah.
I mean, maybe there's things out there, like there's more Star Trek movies than there are Star Wars movies.
Yeah, but
movies.
I mean,
yeah, but
I don't think there are.
You know what's funny? Is Star Trek is still nerd shit. That is still, like, you know, like, I love Star Trek. I'm the biggest Star Trek fan.
It's not oversaturated.
You're right. But, like, Star Wars and Star Trek were always like, oh, that's for the nerds. It's, and now, Star Wars is all mainstream, and Star Trek is like these fucking dorks. That's,
well, what do you think about Tarantino directing the next one?
I'm for it.
Next what?
Don't care.
The next Star Trek film.
I don't think he directed it. I think he's writing it.
Oh, he's going to write it?
I think he wrote the script, but, yeah, I don't think he's actually
directing
it yet.
Gonna be a lot of bad words in that movie.
yeah, he confirmed it's going to be fully laden with curse
Number
words.
One, yeah. Fucking engage.
Dude, he says the N-word in his movies.
Whoa.
It's crazy. Yeah. He says it a lot.
Riker Dude. Says it a ton.
Worf.
Go down to dead. Go down to...
Go ahead.
Go down to dead Romulan storage, Worf.
Whoa.
Worf.
Fuck.
No. Romulans are bad guys.
They are.
It is.
No!
All right.
It is racist because Romulans are a race, so.
Yeah. You gotcha. Fucking gotcha. Go. Yeah.
Man. I keep thinking about how much I liked Once Upon a Time, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think he threw the N-word around.
Did you
in that
see
one.
That movie, Derek, ever?
No.
No, I need to see it still.
Tarantino pulled it back.
I really liked it. And
I saw it twice.
Did you really?
I was like wanting to go to the theater again, and there was nothing else that looked good, so it's like, fuck it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really liked it.
Yeah.
How do you find the time? I feel like I don't have 3 hours to go sit in the theater.
At night, when me and the old lady are looking for something to do, it's always like we put the dogs in the kennel because they go to bed pretty early, and it's like movie time.
Wow, I don't go to the theater if it's not 10 p.m. on a Monday.
Oh, really? I only go like 2 p.m. on a weekend day if I happen to like. But it's rare. It's rare, but it's like Jenny will take the kids. Like, yeah, go do something.
It's all right. You go solo.
I go free solo.
Yeah. Damn.
Yeah. I go see Free Solo. Yeah. But I'm trying to think. There's no movies really that I give a shit about now that are coming out. I guess Star Wars later, I will see. I think we'll all see it, right? Like that.
I don't know about Derek.
Are you going to see it?
You think he's protesting?
I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know, man.
If you find yourself there, it's like.
I feel like it's a kind of a bad era for movies right now, but that's just me. I think we get a lot of I'm not gonna generalize. All I'll say is I rarely get excited about new movies coming out.
Yeah,
right.
And like, yeah, new Star Wars. Okay, sure, whatever. Mm-hmm. Another one, huh?
Yeah,
that's how I feel.
Yeah, there's nothing like big on the agenda or on the horizon. I mean, that I'm excited about.
Joker.
Yeah, I that's something that's like, I'll see that. But I am not excited about.
It got an R rating.
Ooh, rated R.
Yeah.
It's Joaquin Phoenix. I mean, there's no way that that guy's gonna act poorly in a movie.
No, he's gonna be in his underwear and all freaky looking.
Who's the director? It's somebody else who's also pretty good. But like, yeah, I don't want to be excited for it. But they've honestly done enough to make me pretty excited about it. When I thought like, yeah, I don't need to see it. Todd Phillips. And he has done...
I don't know who Todd Phillips.
He did The Hangover.
Okay. Nice. I mean, I'm more excited about some of the TV that's coming out, like the Scorsese gangster show that's coming out for, I think, Amazon? Or it might be Netflix.
Hmm.
I get most of my entertainment from games.
Games?
I see some movies.
He did A Star Is Born just recently.
So. Yeah, I agree. I think games have a more... they're a better medium for delivering stories nowadays. Right. I think you get more interesting and creative stuff definitely in video games.
Like Red Dead 2, I thought was a masterpiece.
Yeah. Of storytelling, yeah, definitely.
But that is the thing where like I can find the 3 hours to carve out to watch a movie, 40, but I can't, 50. Like 200 hours to play Red Dead 2. Is like, I'm not going to find that probably. Unless it's on the Switch. Hey, put Red Dead on the Switch and I'll play it. Doesn't need to look as good. That's okay. I'm okay with that.
You just want it on the Switch.
100 gigs. Like,
I know.
It was needed two discs to install.
And no way they're fitting video that. Games, you know, it's just not like a Batman video game every year. I mean, Actually, yeah, they haven't really made a Batman video game in a while. I just feel like it's the same movies over and over and over again, or a variation on the same movie, or like this famous director, like, right. You know, it's just we're kind of on repeat.
Well, I was listening to a movie podcast, actually, because I wanted to hear what like other people were saying about Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, because I saw it, I liked it, I want to see like what people are thinking. So I listened to a movie podcast, and they were talking like, hey, this is like, I guess they see a movie every week. Mm. And they were like, this is like a week we actually wanted to go see the movies, but like, I think they fucking hate their job.
Because there's nothing Because
they have
good.
To go see these fucking movies every week and then talk about it. And I think they're miserable. But they finally, like, we finally have one we wanted to see on our own. So, yeah, well, I think it's a bad, cool. It's a bad time.
Yeah, I would say it's a bad time for me for video games, too. Like, nothing has piqued my interest that since Devil May Cry. Like, Resident Evil 2 was a remake of an already great game, which is awesome that it came out, but it's not really, like, a new thing. You know, Devil May Cry 5 was a new game in a existing franchise, but the only thing I've been looking forward to is Death Stranding, and that's, like, pretty close now, a couple what, month or so.
Guess like a month. How, what?
Like a couple weeks away.
Couple weeks. Mm-hmm. Damn. November. It's in November.
I thought that came out... Yeah, it comes out right before Game Days.
I think it's, yeah, the day before Game Days it comes out.
Yeah, not PAX. So, yeah, it's about a month, but... Yeah, I don't know. Nothing, like, you know, Marvel Ultimate Alliance 3 is really fun. Did you beat that, Brian?
Yeah,
I mean, I go through it slowly, and it's not like, ooh, this is awesome video game. Like, hey, it's right in line with the others, but...
I mean, I've really been enjoying comics lately, as you know.
Yeah.
I feel like you get super weird shit in comics. I think they're breaking ground.
I need to switch mediums. Telling.
Comics are badass right now. As much as I'm talking shit on movies and I'm enjoying video games, comics is the most entertaining medium that I'm participating in at the moment.
Yeah.
And I just finished volume one of a badass comic that came out a few years ago called The Auteur by Rick Spears and James Callahan. I follow this guy on Instagram, James Callahan. He goes by Barf Comics.
Nice.
And he's just an amazing artist. And I didn't realize he actually put out a comic a few years ago called The Auteur, which is about a interestingly enough, a director trying to make a hit movie in Hollywood.
Oh.
And it's really interesting because he just wants to, you know, his movies are bombing and he wants to make a hit. And it's kind of a send up on Hollywood. He wants to give people something that he knows is going to, like, be a hit. He wants to shock them. He ends up working on a movie called President's Day, which is a slasher flick about a guy who dresses up like a president and kills people. And then he gets a actual serial killer to star in the film.
Oh.
And they start actually killing people.
Oh,
and,
shit.
Yeah, and the comic is, like, super bloody, not realistic. It's very, like, gonzo and over the top. It's almost like a comedic horror film. It's awesome. I really enjoyed The Auteur, and I highly recommend it to anybody who wants to check it out. Check out a badass comic, The Auteur. They also released a new Blade Runner comic, Blade Runner 2019.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, getting really good reviews. I haven't read it yet, but I picked up the first issue.
That must jump in the timeline before the first movie, I think.
I think the first movie takes place in 2019, and then the new one is 2049.
Yes.
So this one, I'm assuming, takes place either during the same timeline or right after.
What's it called?
Blade Runner 2019.
2019. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Yeah, for me, I mean, I always talk about it, but it's podcasts. I listen. That's I would say 95% of the thing I intake is podcasts.
Yeah,
and I've kind of tried to steer clear of the murder ones as of late, as we talked about.
Nice.
Spooked is back. It's for season three.
Halloween really? Season.
It just started. Yep. So
that's cool.
Yeah, I'm down for Spooked.
I love like Spooked.
Yeah, me too.
That's fun. The first episode just came out. A little scary.
Did you like it?
I did like it.
I find that I listen to a lot of podcasts too, but I do it while I work, and I can, you know, effectively get work done, but not with Spooked.
Really?
I get too concentrated on the story. And I yeah, so I tend to not listen to those. I will like marathon those on a drive or something.
Sure.
But not while I'm at
work. At night, because I legitimately won't listen to them.
Oh, that's what I have to do.
I don't.
Put my headphones on, turn off all the lights.
Yeah. Spooked isn't, like, scary.
No, it's not. But every now and then there's one that will get you. There's one in the first season about like this boy going off in the woods to go playing with his friend.
Yep.
That was fucking scary.
I remember that one. Yeah,
that one was scary.
A good one.
Yeah.
There was one in season two about a, I think my favorite one of season two was about an army sniper in Iraq.
Oh, in that room?
Yeah. Who goes out on an early morning like raid to go into a sniping position.
He
and he ends
move
up taking,
the gate?
He ends up taking position in like a Al-Qaeda torture house. And yeah, gets trapped in there.
And it just like the room disappears around him and he was like in a void or something. It was...
Yeah, some
scary
spooky shit happened.
I remember that one, yeah.
So anyways, that is back, and I think it's the longer season this time, so I'm pretty excited about that. I just listened to Room 20, which is about a guy who was in a car accident in like kind of by the border over here, and they didn't know who he was. And so on his bracelet was written Garage 66. So he's a vegetable living in like an event farm in San Diego, and for 15 years, they just called him Garage 66. They don't know who he is and who his family is. They know nothing about him. And so the podcast is them trying to figure out, like, who is this guy?
Did they?
I don't want to spoil it.
Oh, fuck.
If people want to listen to it.
That seems interesting.
It's interesting. It's only six episodes.
Oh, okay.
It's called Room 20. That was good. And now I'm listening to this show called Moonrise, which is about, like, the part about getting to the moon that maybe you didn't know about. The podcast is very interesting, but I do not like the host. She talks so slow. But there you go.
Isn't that funny that sometimes like the person reading it is what holds you back?
It's just like she talks like this and then
hit it double speed.
I do that, but then she interviews people and they talk normal. So then it fucks me all up.
Yeah, that sucks.
Fucks me all up. Anyway, so that's what I've been digesting lately, in case you wanted to know.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah. Fuck yeah.
Death Row Records is now owned by Hasbro Toy Company in a strange twist of fate.
Is that for real?
Hasbro now has the rights to Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg, and Tupac albums and the whole catalog of Death Row Records.
What is Suge Knight going to do?
The purveyors of gangster rap will now be released in toy form. It happens because... the world is run by corporations.
Yeah.
And it's just this fucking weird, like,
it's just,
puzzle conglomerate. Like, this thing absorbs that thing, and that thing absorbs this thing. So Death Row Records was bought by a Canadian multimedia conglomeration called, I believe, Entertainment One or something like that, who also, in addition to owning all these music labels, owned, like, Peppa Pig,
yeah,
and some different cartoon IPs.
Peppa Pig rules.
This valuable stuff that Hasbro like wanted to own. So Hasbro is just like, we'll give you a shit ton of money. We'll buy everything you own. So they absorbed all this stuff to get these cartoon properties. But now, because you know Death Row was bought by this, was bought by that, Hasbro,
damn,
owners of Mr. Potato Head
and My Little Pony
and
Friendship
My Little
is
Pony
magic.
Franchise now control Death Row Records.
Man,
wow. So. You get Dr. Dre and Twilight Sparkle in a
dude.
Like,
this means we can finally get a My Little Pony Death Row Records crossover.
Yeah.
We could get
Peppa Pig in there.
We could get Peppa Pig
and Danny Pig
singing D's Nuts. We could get My Little. We could get Fluttershy
Applejack
singing Fuck with Dre Day.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
It's fucking rad. So it's cool.
Peppa goes hard.
Money's cool.
Dude, it's the Hasbroverse. Thank you, Lou
Hasbroverse. Yeah. They nailed it. Wow.
That's a...
You know what?
Rainbow Dash singing Gin and Juice. That's fucking awesome.
When I... You know when like you watch TV as a kid, there's always like this hippie. It's like, oh man, the corporations own everything. And I was like, oh, that's what they thought back then. And now that I'm older, I'm like, oh, fuck, I think that really is true. I think they really do.
It was a warning.
I think they own everything. Interesting.
Beware. Until the revolution.
What are we going to own? Can we own something? Who should we buy out?
That's a great question.
Like, we need to look...
property.
We need to look at a property that can bring value to Mega 64 and just buy it up.
Okay?
And dissolve it.
Disney. Yeah.
And Disney.
Smosh.
Smosh?
They're not doing anything, right?
Yeah.
I don't think we could get Smosh. Things are too big.
They were, but not anymore. Now they're hurting.
Yeah, they're hurting. Now they need us.
What about like Team Unicorn?
What are they up to? Buy that franchise.
Yeah. What if we bought the I Like Ninja Lady and then dissolved that?
Didn't Tumblr get a deep discount? Can we buy Tumblr now?
What the fuck was that?
Did you hear about this?
Yes.
Have you heard about this? Tell Derek about that.
They bought Tumblr. I'm going to get this a little bit wrong, so forgive me, everyone.
Who bought Tumblr?
A multinational.
Yahoo. Was it Yahoo? Yahoo? Yeah. Yahoo bought Tumblr for $3 billion, I believe, dollars. And in the press conference said, we promise we're not going to ruin it.
And then?
And then they took off the porn.
Which?
Ruined it.
Oh, this happened years ago.
It did. Yes. Okay.
Like a year ago.
So this we already knew. So they just sold Tumblr. I don't know to who, but I think they sold it for like $3 million. Like
from $3 billion
to $3 million. Like
they lost that much money.
They fucked up. They fucked it up.
I think it's
$1 billion to $3 million. Okay, I was close, kind of.
But like, if a person loses that much money, like that sucks. But if a company loses that much money, it's kind of funny.
Yes, Yahoo,
and that they did it to themselves. They're like, yeah, we're gonna take the porn gifts off of the service.
They tried to make it kid friendly.
Yeah.
Fucking tired of shit being kid friendly. Ruins everything.
It does.
How about adult friendly?
There are so many things out there for kids.
Right?
They have enough. Many.
They don't even have money.
They're good.
They got Star Wars.
Kids don't have jobs.
They got the MCU.
Yeah. They got the Matrix films.
Exactly. Only a little child virgin would be interested in Matrix 4. Right, Jizz Ghost?
Yeah.
Oh!
That's a yes.
That's a yes.
That's how Jizz Ghost says yes.
That's his O face.
Yeah.
Make something for the grown-ups.
Please.
But make it less than 3 hours long.
So
the grown-ups have time to enjoy it.
Because I got kids to raise.
Because we're fucking busy.
Yeah. Make like an adult RPG that takes an hour and a half to beat. Can someone please bring that around? Turn-based, that'd be great. Disneyland for the kids. Let's have Sexland for adults. And the lines should be...
Whoa, wait, you think Disneyland is for kids? Sorry.
Oh, that's...
Got news for you.
Yeah. I read an article about that.
What?
That Disneyland was for kids.
No.
No.
That was fake news.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Fake news.
No, wrong. But I want an adult land.
Yeah.
A bar?
Hustler Land.
Yeah.
It doesn't even have to be pornographic. Just, you know.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Garrett's out.
Yeah, have fun there.
That's what Vegas is.
I'm going to sell that idea for less than $3 million. Or I can have Porn Land, and that would be...
Make some money.
$1 billion.
Let's make some cash.
Yeah.
Boner Land.
Maybe Adult Land is like going to the club. You know, I never go to the club. Yeah. Everyone's talking in rap songs about the club.
Going to the club.
Garrett, let me tell you would love the club.
Is that where adults go to
That's where we go to have fun.
Well, people in the club ain't fucking going to Disneyland, I'll tell you that.
I don't have the right shoes for the fucking club, man.
We'll get you some shoes.
You got to grow up.
And me and you will go
dress
to
like
the
an
club,
adult
and we will get messed up.
Oh, that's bottle service?
Yep. Yep. And that's what we do when you go to the club.
I don't know what that means. Yep.
Sean's getting me bottle service.
We're getting bottle service.
That's pretty cool.
Oh, that's what he's going to spend his $10,000 on.
Yeah, one.
That's one bottle.
One bottle.
Champagne room.
At the club where I go.
No sex in the champagne room, though.
Yeah.
All right. I've been playing Mario Maker. In fact, last week, Sean promoted some levels that were being made in his household.
Yeah, by my children.
By your children.
That's right.
You couldn't tell, actually. They were so good.
I think he's being sarcastic, but, you know.
Jeez.
Are they good? I don't know.
Your kids made them.
They did. And I am I'm proud of them, but.
Weren't you there? Didn't you play them?
I played a couple of them. There's some.
You didn't play all of them?
Wow. I told them.
I played all of them.
Now, here's the thing.
I told them,
hey, you guys, you can't upload these until I play them because I need to be quality control out there because now my name's attached to this.
Right.
And I don't want these shit levels coming out under my name.
Smart.
Wait, did you play them all or not?
No, not all of them. I did play Astronaut's Hardest level.
That one sucks.
Oh, you don't like that one?
It's fucking hard. They're all like fucking hard.
They're pretty hard.
Your kids make hard levels?
Yeah.
It's funny because I was playing with my bro. He's not here tonight. Our replace our backup cameraman, Johnny.
Yeah.
Me and Johnny love Mario Maker.
Yeah.
And we were hanging out. We were like, let's load up Sean's kids' levels and play them. By the way, I got high score on one of your kids' levels.
Fuck yeah.
I did that because I wanted to, you know, secure my place in history.
Yeah, hell yeah.
I knew these levels were going to get famous. There were a couple that I couldn't get the high score on. I don't remember which one I did get the high score on.
I think it was the treadmill one. I remember that you, I saw.
I think
that
it was like
that.
Will Chat's Funhouse or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
Club Will Chat.
Yeah.
Anyways, I was playing with Johnny, and the majority of the levels are just like flat land and millions of enemies just spammed all across
that it. That is their style.
And Johnny had like an epiphany. He was like, holy shit, this is actually making me feel really good. Because whenever I play endless mode in Mario Maker, I come to levels like this and they fucking piss me off. And I'm always thinking like, who made this? A five-year-old kid? And this confirms that I was right.
Yes.
That, these levels are being made by five-year-olds.
Yeah.
It's just flat with tons of flying enemies.
Yeah, just like
so many bad guys.
Plane and like as many enemies, like 1 million Goombas, 10 Bowsers, like 5 Chain Chomps, a bunch of Boos.
That's
it's like,
how Helena
does what's it. The strategy here? Like just fucking throw yourself in there and randomly hope you survive?
They can't beat that themselves.
No, they design levels that they can't beat and see if I can beat it.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
So you give it the clearance to get uploaded.
The harder ones, now they're doing easier ones, uploading those. It's like, if you can beat it, guys, don't upload this because it's too easy.
Oh, yeah, you don't want your name attached.
I've been playing your levels as well, Derek. I beat a couple of yours, which felt good.
Which ones are you playing?
The Church of Babam, is that what it's called? Or
oh, nice. I tweeted that one out.
Beat that one. Me and Beckett beat it, and we were stoked. I beat another one.
I think that's my best level ever.
It was really good.
You like that one?
I have found my fucking calling is the 20-second speedrun levels.
Oh, yeah.
Those are so much fucking fun. And I love it. Like, the clear percentage is like 1%, and I can still – like, it takes me a while, but I'll get it, and I'll beat it. And it's – oh, I fucking love those. I love them.
I
made a speedrun level.
Did you? I haven't played that one. I'll play it.
Yeah, Cowabunga Cave.
Fuck yeah. I'm on it.
It's tough, though.
The programming that people do in those 20-second runs – because, Sean, you were showing me one where, like – walls and platforms are switching on and off and on and off.
Yeah.
Like the logic that, you know, when you first started the level, you hit a switch and then it takes over and goes automatically.
Yeah.
Like the way that someone would program that all into their level is insane.
It's nuts. Some of these people who are programming.
It's easier than you think. And
really?
Is it really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I used to try to make stuff go like pretty wild. And the most I ever got into a level designer was Little Big Planet, the first one.
Mm.
And I remember it took me hours to just figure out how to do shit like that with the timing. And
Mario Maker teams come away. In my most recent levels, I've gone back to other levels that I think are really cool, and I've kind of dissected them, and I have like a bunch of pictures on my phone.
Whoa.
I'll go to a level, and I'll take a photograph of the screen, and then I'll go back to my level and be like, okay, this is how this dude programmed this to happen.
Oh, wow.
Okay, that's really
cool. I'm learning like all the like designer tricks.
Yeah.
For making that stuff. Like the switching platforms on and off is like extremely easy.
That's an easy concept.
Because I was like, what the fuck, my friend?
You just, you know, the thwomp, the like brick with the face on it that comes down when you run underneath it. You hide that way up above off screen.
And he's going on to the
switch. And as soon as you run underneath him, it triggers him to hit the switch. And then you just put a row of those. So like he hits the switch, this one hits the switch, this one hits the switch. And as long as you keep running, it'll just put the platform on underneath you.
That's crazy.
This game.
You said you found musical levels.
Yeah, I found a Bohemian Rhapsody level. And you don't do anything. You just sit there.
I don't know how people change the notes.
I thought it was like where the musical note was positioned, like in the sky.
Maybe. Yeah, I haven't really messed with that.
That's
not my forte, is making music in Mario Maker.
Yeah, and like, you know, those – I also like the ones like – they're not hard, obviously, but the auto ones where like you just like don't move. That's the thing. Don't move. And it's like everything
like
in the world is – I just like to see how it's programmed because like – all of a sudden, like, I'm on a shell being thrown across a thing, and then I hit into, like, this other thing, and it throws me the other way, and, like, I miss every fireball by an inch, and it's like, this is fucking crazy. Like, it's cool that they, like, designed it so well, but it's fun to play once, and that's, you know, just to see it. But,
it's a Rube Goldberg.
But I like
machine.
How you can follow people. Like, if you like a certain maker, I follow Derek. I follow, like, other people who make, like, really good 20-second speedrun levels. I follow all of them, so when they're making a new one, I can find it and play it. It's cool.
Oh, it's social.
Yeah, it is.
Maybe that's the problem the first one didn't have, and it didn't catch on. No one had enough Wii U user base, and then it wasn't as social as this.
Yeah.
Because I don't remember being able to see, like, oh, this guy put up a new one.
Yeah, I don't think so. I don't think so. Yeah. This is, I mean, this game fucking rules. Like, it legitimately is, like, my game of the year so far. It's so much fun. It's fun.
You know, I'm severely addicted currently to a Nintendo property.
Which one?
What is that?
On the iOS, they put out Dr. Mario World.
On
Dr. Mario World?
It's a, you know, Mario Run was, I think, Nintendo's first iPhone game.
Yeah.
And then they did Animal Crossing Pocket Camp. And this third one is Dr. Mario World. And it is fucking good.
Is it?
I play it.
Is it like
way
it's like
too
the
much.
Dr. Mario, like the Tetris, like the pills going down and stuff?
I'm deep into like level 175. I think there's like hundreds and hundreds of levels. But it plays, it's Dr. Mario rules, but with all these kind of new added things to kind of give variety. And there's versus mode that's pretty fun. But I am like, I'm curious to look at like the hours I've been spending in app.
Oh, fuck.
I think I could check if I go to my settings. But like, I haven't been hooked on a cell phone game in a long time. And maybe that's, I'm getting most of my gaming out.
Through that.
Yeah. Not really playing console. Been getting back into Dragon Ball FighterZ every once in a while. When I got time. Because that's a quick pick up and put down.
Yeah, maybe I'll check that out. It's fun to have a phone game, like a shitty phone game. Like when I was playing Piggle, I was really into it.
You haven't
fun.
Been playing one in
I
while?
Beat it. I beat Piggle. So I haven't been playing a game at all. Yeah. So I think, and everyone said Mario Run sucked.
It
was my thing.
I did not play it. I didn't look in. It looked like Flappy Bird, which the game mechanic just doesn't interest me.
I liked Flappy Bird. I was good.
I think
that.
That's kind of what it was. I think it was when you let go of the screen, he jumped.
Mario jumped. Oh, okay. Huh. Yeah. Well. What? Nothing else. You should get Mario Maker though. Honestly.
Yeah.
I want to pick it up still.
Yeah. Especially like we're going to Seattle. Everyone, I should say that we are going to Seattle next week. So come to PAX and say hi to us. We, you know, gave you all the info last week, and I'm sure it's on our Twitter and everywhere. But you know, come say hi. It's gonna be a lot of fun.
This is gonna be cool. It says that I play Dr. Mario on average 2 hours and 12 minutes a day.
Jesus,
that's pretty good for a cell phone game. In the last week of data that it's held on.
That's crazy.
An average of 2 hours a day.
Holy shit.
That's a lot.
Yeah, I'm fucking having a blast being.
Do you like play it while
sucked.
Like the TV's on? And you just are playing that.
Yeah, because now, you know, I get home and instead of like fighting over what are we gonna watch with the girlfriend, it's like no, whatever you want to watch the 100. Yeah, sure, go ahead.
Mm-hmm. My girlfriend's getting fucking sick of Mario Maker.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's getting to that point where she's like, you play this game a lot. It's a lot of like QA testing my own levels so I can understand. I've been working on a new level for like basically all week.
Whoa.
Wow.
I'm spending more and more time making these levels, and it's turning into a problem.
That'll happen to me with Instagram stories.
Yeah.
I'll get the comment, are you going to watch the same thing another 150 times? And I'm like, I'm editing and adding GIFs. Okay, and maybe I'll turn the volume down while I'm adding these last 4 gifts.
Your girlfriends can't support and understand our creative endeavors.
We have to get this social aspect of our lives out, and they just don't see. They don't see the
look,
passion.
We're making art here.
Yeah,
I know you don't think my Mario Maker level is art, but I have a fan base out there that does,
and they demand that this happens.
But don't put any attention to that fan base before them.
Is Mega Man Maker a real thing?
It was. It got canceled back in the day.
Yeah, people are saying try it. Juice Stan says try it. How am I going to try a canceled game, Juice Man? You tell me.
It wasn't called Mega Man Maker. I think it was called Mega Man World.
Mm-hmm.
That was years ago, though, that whole thing.
Yeah.
Cool trailer with, like, claymation
Mega
Man.
Oh, shit. My girlfriend's in the chat.
Oh. What?
Oh, fuck.
What did you do?
Shit. I didn't know she was watching. I shouldn't have said anything.
Dude, apologize.
I'm sorry.
There you go.
No.
There you go.
Wow.
Do the right thing.
I think she secretly loves my Mario Maker.
Yeah, she wants to play him. She's beat them all.
She
I should give her the controller every once in a while.
Yeah, that's the problem. She wants to play it.
She wants you to share the Switch.
Yeah.
Oh, I fucked up.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, what can you do?
This is why you don't. This is why you only say positive stuff on the podcast. Mm-hmm. You never know who's watching. Positive.
People are saying there's something called Mega Maker, but that sounds like if it does exist, it's some PC like fan thing. I don't think
Mega
Man
Maker is a fan-made action platformer game released in July 2017 for Microsoft Windows, based on Capcom's Mega Man series.
Yeah, I'm not
I could make Mega Man games, but Mega Man levels, but then nobody would play
it. Yeah, who's gonna play it?
Got to get that shit official. But hey, maybe Capcom will look into how good this is doing for Nintendo and want to consult.
Do you make
the
everything maker? Let me make any level. Not me personally, but someone who's like super good at that kind of thing, you know. Zelda.
Well, it would only really work for platform. Yeah.
Nah, you're right. Platform is better. Mario's a perfect game for this, honestly, because everyone already knows the controls and everything else. Yeah.
Yeah, and there's a huge worldwide community built in of people who just want to play. And a lot of people have Mario Maker, too.
You know,
they're looking for levels.
Weird, though. You can sort by levels or whatever, but then you can sort by region and only have, like, U.S. if you wanted. But I don't... Why does that matter? Like,
nationalism?
Why would you choose, like... Oh, I no
Pride?
German levels, thank you. It's like, what the fuck? Like, why?
They fucked up too much.
I don't want to play any fascist levels.
Yeah, I don't understand, like, the narrowing out regions. Like, who?
I'm Antifa. Deal with it.
Get your Scheiße levels out of my face.
Yeah, it's. I thought that was a weird thing.
I only play Russian levels, comrade.
There you go.
Collusion. Collusion confirmed. What? No, Garrett's a colluder.
Colludist.
You're
Putin
a colluder.
Asked
you
if I could maintain the integrity of Mother Russia, so I put the filter on USSR only.
Mataharu said, Derek, you don't know what you're talking about, lol. Yeah, I'm going to agree with you.
Yeah, me.
I don't know.
Yeah, Mataharu, you're right.
I don't even know what any of us are talking about. What? That's is that true. A reference to something I said? That's just a very blanket statement
that
to
was,
say
yeah.
to
that was about your Star Wars comment earlier. I'm
yeah,
just
was
kidding.
It?
No, fucking no. Who?
I was about
knows.
Me. I was talking about Spider-Man at some point.
Yeah,
Hasbro.
The only one with any authority on set right now is the Jizz Ghost.
Yeah, what does he have to say?
And he's got a lot to say about
what?
Matrix. How do you feel about the Matrix 4?
Oh,
see.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. We may not know what we're talking about, but he does.
Neo's coming back.
So good.
Trinity 2.
You get a little ectoplasm on the set here.
Oh, yeah.
The Wachowskis.
Splashing that ecto. Oh, damn.
My hands are curling.
My toes are broken.
Bent over backwards.
Hey, we have a new 64 special shirt out. Well, not out, but going to be out any second now.
Are you serious?
I am serious. Guess the movie. Our new shirt.
I am serious.
Our new shirt from the mind and fingers of Rocco Bodie. The what do we call it? Guess the movie shirt? Is that what it's called? I don't know. Brian, show it up. It's the...
Wow. Look at that.
Look at that.
That's striking.
That... Fuck, dude. If you...
You
if
walk you, into a room wearing that, you're swinging that
you
big
guys
dick energy.
You can have your favorite tweet on a shirt.
That's fucking badass.
And wear it wherever you go, and everyone will know. You know, you can retweet things all day, but not everyone sees it.
That's
you wear that shirt...
That's a hard
everyone
retweet.
I don't
it.
Typically praise our shirts at to this level, but that's some fucking dragon
Dude,
dick energy.
It drips so hard.
You walk into a room wearing that fucking shirt, watch out.
Yeah.
Watch it. Hope you're wearing fucking rain boots.
Yeah.
Yeah. Floors are going to be soaked. Carpets are going to need shampooing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You're going to be haunted by jizz ghosts, plural.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep. So...
Can we see that again?
Yeah, put that up there again. Let's see the world.
What movie is it from, though?
Damn,
that's the
dude.
Thing. You wear that shirt, people say,
What is this that, guy like a dark likes navy trivia, blue?
And he likes Twitter. And
this, you walk into a room with a fucking tweet on your shirt.
That's the hardest.
You're commanding
drip
the attention of the room.
Ever.
People yeah are not going to be able to take their fucking eyes off of you for one reason or another.
Yeah.
Gonna,
alpha.
It's going to be, what does your shirt say? Or it's going to be, are you wearing fucking Twitter on your shirt? What the fuck?
Dude, I never got my Twitter hoodie, but now I can get my Twitter shirt.
And what a conversation starter, because they'll be like, what movie is that from?
I don't know.
And
yeah.
And you're the,
dude,
well, I'm a film buff.
You're like a walking fucking trivia game at that point.
I'm a film buff. And let me...
I didn't know this was trivia night till fucking Randy walked in here with his Twitter shirt, yeah, asking these fucking tough, yeah, ass questions.
And I'm Susan the prom queen. I'm going up to Randy and I'm like, yeah, what movie is that from?
Was that like...
And Randy's like,
is that from fuck? Is that from Midsommar?
My daddy was a drinker, you see.
And then what?
And then he's, well, like, get it. And then he tells her about, why don't you come into the back and I'll show you. And he shows her the Joker's
whose
trick.
Whose Twitter account is that on that shirt anyways?
What?
That's our fucking, that's ours. That's the main account.
What?
It's the main account, dude.
Is that at Mega64?
Yeah, it's verified and everything.
It's got a blue check.
Dude, we fucking put our own Twitter on a shirt. What the fuck?
Oh, the Joker's trick got him.
I don't know why.
You've been jorkered.
The Joker got there.
He got jorkered.
There's laughing gas in the room.
Dude.
Oh, my God. Who did that?
Fuck, dude.
No.
Yo, if you, I'm going to tell you now.
64
if
hours.
If you walk up to me IRL wearing that shirt, we're going to have a fucking discussion.
About movies.
We're going to have to talk about some shit. We're going to have a little trivia session. Damn.
We have fun here.
That's crazy.
Only 64 hours left.
Yeah, you got 64 hours to hop on that.
63 hours and 45 minutes left.
And get on it. I'm gonna say it. If you don't get it in 64 hours, it might be gone forever.
It will be.
We should have made that the official game day shirt.
That's too rare.
We fucked up.
2 years ago, we had a Joker at game days with us. So it would have been touching.
What?
Do you remember, like, 2 years ago, there was a guy that was cosplaying in Disneyland as the fucking damaged Jared Leto Joker?
I don't know.
No. Was he with Game Days? Was it us?
He was just at the park cosplaying as the Joker, and he came and...
You're not allowed to cosplay at Disneyland.
They've loosened up... Rocco wears fucking robes and canes inside the park.
No, they kicked him out.
They did.
They kicked him out.
Did they really? Wait, no, what happened?
They told him to pack it up. They like
they put didn't
the,
let him.
Were you there, Kevin? Away.
What happened?
What did they say? Okay, tell the story, Kevin.
Yeah, what's the story? Why didn't I hear this?
Yeah, I
this
know
isn't
this
on a
in
shirt.
In the line for lightsabers, a higher up, you could tell he was a nicely dressed man.
He had the white hat on?
No, it wasn't
security. Oh, better than that.
It wasn't
bigger
security.
Than that.
Private security.
Ryan and Rocco were both robed out.
Oh, okay. And, 2 30-year-old dudes.
And they said, hey, we're just going to have to let you know that you're not allowed to wear those. And if you could put them away. And they went, oh, okay.
What would have happened if they said no?
Palpatine
would
really
have been kicked
crumbled.
Out?
Escorted
probably,
to the exit.
Probably escorted out.
Now, I said this to Rocco, but like, it makes no fucking sense to me that they bought that there.
Yeah,
yeah, I bought that at Disneyland.
I bought this here.
I do know this story because Rocco has told us, and we all agreed that is kind of ridiculous. If they sell it within the park, why can't you wear it within the park?
Yeah. Where else would you want to wear it?
Exactly.
If you're not Rocco, you are in the podcast, and that's fine. I mean, it's a bit. It's great. But like, if anyone else who buys it, where the fuck are they going to wear it if not Galaxy's Edge? I don't know.
Do they have robes in children's sizes, or is
yes,
it just?
I think children are. It's. I think 14 and under can wear it.
Can wear it.
Ryan should have said he was 14.
First, no smoking. Yeah. Now I can't wear my robe. Hmm. Where am I going to vape in a cloak?
Fuck.
Back to the club.
Yeah.
I guess Ryan's just going to have to wear it at his work too.
Oh, the doctor's office.
Yeah. At the doctor's office.
I will see your spine now.
Oh, I feel your lumbar region will be very much adjusted when I am through with you.
Good spine you have. Adjust you I will. There is no try. There only is adjust.
Yeah, that's you want your doctor to yell now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Full bandolier and fucking crossbow.
Tell me, Master Ryan, am I fully adjusted?
There is another session.
Oh, no. Now I gotta be adjusted by a ghost.
I kinda like Star Wars again.
Yeah, Star Wars.
We're back on. I think I've come full circle. Quoting Star Wars is fun.
That's good.
Yeah.
New Star Wars sucks.
Star Wars when relating to chiropracting is great.
Yeah, that's fun.
That's the best.
That's the type of films they should focus on in the future.
Yeah.
Oh, oh wow.
Well, I think we fucking did it. We went full circle.
I think
we had
it.
A great show.
Shop.mega64.com.
Get that Twitter shirt while you can before it's too late. It will disappear on you and you'll regret it for the rest of
and
your
it's
life.
An important it's a got the check mark, so it's a real
it's
verified.
Verified.
It is
we are verified.
That's the
you
hardest.
Don't even know which one of us wrote it. Could have been me.
Yeah, that's true.
Could have been me.
Right. It could have been me. But it also could have been
oh!